The Biden administration wants farmers and ranchers to reduce planet warming pollution. So last year, as an incentive, the administration launched a more than $3 billion grant program. Now, some of that money is meant to go to minority farmers and others who have historically been underserved. But is that happening? Well, Amy Mayer is an independent journalist who's been looking into where this money is going and joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Elsa.
So let's start with where the money's going. I mean, why is the administration focused now in particular on farmers of color and other underserved communities?
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is who's going to administer these grants, has a known history of discriminating, especially against Black farmers. I mean, there were lawsuits back in the 90s, and more recently, there was this failed effort within a COVID package to try to relieve debt for some of the struggling farmers, but that got challenged in court. Here's USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney.
This is an area that's clearly been a challenge for USDA for a long time. And as we think about everything we do, including climate stuff, we want to make sure we build in equity.
Okay, so how is the USDA doing that, like bringing equity into climate programs?
Well, each of these, what are called climate smart projects, has an equity goal. That's a plan to reach women, military veterans, farmers who are just starting out, and ethnic or racial minorities. And a year ago, USDA awarded half of the 141 grants specifically to minority-serving groups or projects focused on underserved farmers. And so I met a chicken farmer in Ohio where I went to learn more about how this is all going to work.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Sharifa Tomlinson's 12-acre urban farm in Riverside, Ohio, produces eggs, meat, and vegetables. As a kid, she loved being outside and growing plants. But agriculture never seemed like a career option.
No one said, oh, Sharifa, when you grow up, you could be a farmer.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture helped discourage generations of African Americans like Tomlinson and other racial minorities from farming.
USDA did do some, junky stuff back in the day.
The USDA has denied loans and other farm supports to Black farmers all the way back to reneging on promised land after the Civil War.
It's trying to right its wrongs now, and so let's right these wrongs.
Tomlinson's chickens are processed and sold to food banks through a USDA-funded program called Ohio Can. She sees opportunity with USDA, including with the new climate projects. But many Black farmers remain skeptical. USDA officials are hoping the historically Black land-grant colleges and universities will be a catalyst to win some over because they've had close relationships with farmers of color. At Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, Professor Ibrahim Katampe has a $5 million grant to support underserved farmers through the USDA's Climate Smart program, including minority-owned farm businesses in urban and high-poverty areas.
These demographics seem to be mostly where small minority farmers seem to operate from.
The plan is to convert waste from a woman-owned cattle feedlot into a nutrient-rich fertilizer.
So this is the A&B Porteous facility. I'm Brent. A&B is for my two daughters, Amy and Beth.
At the feedlot, Brent Porteous explains the grant money will pay for a high-tech European tubing system that helps convert waste to fertilizer. The goal is to reduce methane emissions from the manure and give the fertilizer to Katampe's small farmers.
And if we do that, then we have increased their profitability.
Because their fertilizer costs drop to zero. If everything works as expected, Katampe hopes more manure will be made into fertilizer instead of producing greenhouse gas emissions. USDA gave the project its final approval in November, and now Katampe can start recruiting participants.
Okay, we're back with Amy Mayer. And let me just ask you, Amy, because you mentioned in this story that this HBCU, Central State University, it got a small grant, something like just $5 million, right? Like, how big are the other climate smart grants that the USDA is giving out?
So these grants are specifically for commodity projects like corn, beef, soybeans, and so forth. The biggest awards are up to $100 million, and they went to large multinational companies like Tyson and Pepsi, and some of the biggest land-grant universities like Ohio State and Virginia Tech.
But will those other grantees serve minority farmers as well?
It's hard to say. These projects are going to run for 5 years, and they have to have an equity goal alongside their climate goals. But there's robust monitoring on the climate side, and for equity, there's not really any official evaluation.
Huh. Well, thank you very much, Amy.
Thank you.
That is reporter Amy Mayer. This story was produced in collaboration with the Food and Environment Reporting Network, a nonprofit news organization.